you know, we continue to review and attempt to address the challenges that Galesburg, like most communities, you know, face, including pensions. Sometime in the near future, I will be bringing an option to the council, and this was mentioned last night, an option to the council for their consideration in terms of addressing the differential of where we're currently funding our pension plans and where we need to be funding these for the ensuing future. My biggest concern is that I don't want to find ourselves in the same position that the state has been for some time. So we really need to catch up our pension plans, because currently two of three plans that we have, we're funding them at approximately a little bit less than 60%. The third fund, which is, you know, regulated more by the state, the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, we are funding that at 90%. And I would like to get these other two pension funds up to that same level, specifically the fire and police pension funds. I think we can avoid a greater level of liability, because unfortunately that just continues to accumulate if you continue to underfund it, and it really weakens your position into the future. People would ask, why am I so concerned if this is going to be possibly another council and other mayors in the future that would be addressing that? For us, it's more just having that, you know, foresight and taking the measures now in order that the community, you know, benefit in the years to come.
So the three pension funds are police, fire, and IMRF?
Right.
How, if two of them are underfunded, how might you come up with the money to bring them up to full funding, or at least to where you want them to be?
Well, and that's the option that's being developed, and it's not yet to be, you know, not ready to be rolled out yet. But here, my hope is in the next couple of months, we'll be able to present that to the council for their review, and my hope is that they will see, you know, the value in taking these steps to, again, position the community in a much stronger, stable financial picture. So we, and it isn't, this option isn't necessarily tied to just raising, you know, taxes. We've had suggestions that we should just tie directly to the taxes and raise taxes accordingly to continue to fund the pension, you know, obligation. That to me, that just isn't feasible. We have to look at more creative, more dynamic approaches. And so it's a good opportunity there.
Can you give an idea what sort of other approaches you might be looking at?
I do, Rich, but at this time, I just can't share that.
Has
a lot of substantial legwork that needs to be done on this bill.
The state has raided the pension systems in the past as to pay for other expenses. Has the city done that, or is this just a matter of costs rising, I guess?
It really is the matter of costs rising. When you look at most communities that are experiencing this phenomena, it is, when you look at their contribution levels, they've actually increased. In Galesburg's position, we've increased our contribution over 100%, but it's because of the rising costs, and also because we typically would use monies from our financial investment portfolio to help, you know, to shore up our pension obligations. Well, because of the recession, and a lot of institutions were hurt by the recession, we're no longer are realizing the same return on those investments. Very, you know, nominal, very meager returns. So, you know, that's where the shortfall has you know, taken place. But also, when you look at, you're having more members retiring and then drawing, you know, on these pensions, which, you know, increase costs as well. And across the board, when you talk about your medical costs and everything else, just the cost of doing business has increased. And unfortunately, the revenues have either been flat for the city or, you know, on the decline. And so, but when you look, when you take a good hard look, you peel away the layers at most communities, you're going to see that they actually have increased their contribution levels, but the level of funding of the pensions have actually lowered. And when you look at that trend, you graph it out, you're basically perplexed. And so people think, well, we just need to, you know, fully fund these pension plans. Well, that isn't necessarily, you know, addressing the root causes of it. And the root causes really are where the challenge, you know, lays, and not necessarily just, you know, throwing more money. That's what communities have attempted to do. And unfortunately, they keep getting further and further behind. And so it's something that it does take creative solutions. And this actually stems, I was out to Washington, D.C. here a week and a half ago, and I regularly attend these pension workshops, but I came back with some additional information that we're exploring now, and just a, you know, hopefully we can get a viable option to address, you know, the issues that we have with our pension, because what we do today will determine the liability and how steep that liability will be into the future, and so we can't really set back and not take action on this.
And it sounds like you're looking at a longer-term solution rather than a quick fix.
Right, right. And the quick fix has been because of the challenges that we've had the last handful of years, you know, locally with our budget and, you know, the short gaps that we had in the deficits that we had to make up. I mean, it has become, I think, one of the top priorities and concerns for most communities. You know, it's the pension. I've actually had the Mayor of Rockford tell me when I met with him, he told me, he goes, we're getting to a point where our pension is upside down. We actually have more members, and this is Rockford, we have more members drawing than we have active employees within our, you know, police department. And so it's upside down. And so they, you know, I mean, they're hurting. I don't want to get into that position. And so we're gonna take some additional measures to attempt to avert, you know, falling into that.